from JMI Wealth this morning. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you. Regional development and Northland scores big.
Yeah, who would have picked this, Mike? Who would have picked this? The Regional Economic Scoreboard from ASB. This is a quarterly report. I love this report. And as a one-time Northland resident, I'm pretty stoked to see Northland scoop the prize in the latest ASB Regional Economic Scoreboard. And they did it in pretty good style too, Mike. They charged up the rankings. They didn't just sit there and wait for someone to fall off the top. They leapt six places, so a pretty good effort. And Nelson and Hawke's Bay were the big losers, though, both dropping seven places. So what does this report look at, Mike? I mean, how do they generate these rankings? Well, they look at employment. That's running pretty well around the country at the moment. Obviously, we've got unemployment at nine-year lows. They look at retail sales, which generally have been weak in the first quarter, but we're hoping they'll lift over the rest of the year. They look at wages, obviously low growth there. They look at new car sales, new house sales, and construction. So what's going well in Northland? Well, it got pretty solid ratings across all those measures, actually, Mike. 4.6% employment growth, so tick that box. 5.2% growth in retail sales, so better than the rest of the country. 10.3% house price growth, and a 19% growth in construction. If we look at the, I suppose, the economic urban powerhouse that is Auckland, in 10th place, middle of the road. And if we take some cognizance of those Auckland Chamber of Commerce survey results yesterday, having a bit of a confidence slump, I would say. And at the bottom of the pile, Taranaki. Now, Mike, this is slightly tongue-in-cheek. This is a Friday observation here. Northland. So they're at the top of the pile. Have they or have they not been the recent beneficiary of goodwill and spend by the government?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Jones appearing in front of the Parliamentary Select Committee talking about that regional expenditure yesterday. And Taranaki there at the bottom of the pile. Well, have they or have they not just received a big cold shoulder from the government by way of the oil and gas exploration?
Exactly right. Yep. Now, this the other problem the government's got is that I never believed this in the first place. They were banging this drum that there were Asians invading the country by the hundreds of thousands, all snapping up the homes, and there they were. And then they put some numbers out. It was about 3%. And now we have more numbers out, and it's about 3%. So can we conclude it's about 3%?
Yeah, you know, this is a politically and emotionally charged debate, isn't it? And when you have those debates, it's always really good to come back to facts, to come back to numbers. I'm a big fan of numbers. So this is Statistics New Zealand released the data yesterday on the composition of home transfers. So read on that, the headline, looking into the level of foreign home buyers. So yes, 3% of home transfers goes to overseas buyers, and we are potentially looking at legislation to address this issue, which feels quite dramatic, doesn't it? Now, in the March quarter, so just over 3% transfers went to people who didn't hold New Zealand citizenship or resident visas. 3.3%, that's risen from 2.9% the debt quarter. Now, Mike, the numbers do pick up transfers of home ownership, and the reason I say that is that anecdotally there was a lot of rumours and innuendo flying around about foreign home buyers, and anecdotally it was being suggested that New Zealand residents were buying the homes and then they were transferring them to foreign home to non-New Zealand residents at a later date. But these numbers should pick that up, and it just doesn't appear to be happening. I'm always a fan in this area, Mike, of if you want to see what the impact of foreign buyers is, you need to follow the money. You need to find out where the money is coming from. But I don't think 3% is a particularly high number.
No.
Just to be very accurate, very quickly, Mike, on these numbers, 79% of the transfers go to owners where there's at least one New Zealand citizen. 8% go to where there's at least one New Zealand resident. Now, 9.9% of transfers are what they call corporate. And there isn't information available on those yet. So there may be some foreign buyers hiding within that 9.9%, and 3.3% are New Zealand citizens. So, look, there is some regional variation, 1.7% in Franklin. It's quite high in central Auckland. But, look, let's just be clear on some of these numbers. Mike, Queenstown Lakes, it's always put out there as being, oh, there's lots of foreign buyers coming in. 129 houses, Mike, in the Queensland Lakes district. I don't think that's distorting.
Exactly.
The ability of New Zealanders to buy homes, do you?
Exactly, and we've been saying that all along. Righto, what are the numbers for this Friday morning?
Yeah, Dow Jones, 25,217. It's up 69. The S&P 500, 2764, down small. NASDAQ under a bit of pressure this morning. It's down 1%, 7611. FTSE 100, 7704, down small. Nikkei up 198, 22,823, 3109 on the Shanghai Composite. The ASX 200, they gained 0.5%, the A6057. And the New Zealand market up 1% yesterday, closing at 8899. All good there, up 86 points. On the currency markets, one New Zealand dollar at 0.7026. US 0.9221 Aussie, 0.5948 Euro, 0.5236 pounds, 77.06 yen. Gold trading at $1,296 and Brent crude $76.94.
Fabulous work this week. You have a good weekend. See you Monday. Andrew Callaher, JMI Wealth, here on the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.